Macmillan Audio presents The ISIS Solution, How Unconventional Thinking and Special Operations Can Eliminate Radical Islam, by Brandon Webb, Jack Murphy, Peter Nealon, and the editors of SofRep.com. Read for you by Sean Renett. It always seems impossible until it's done. Nelson Mandela. Chapter 1. Introduction. American foreign policy strategies in a post-9/11 world have been opaque at best, and recently the unhinged plan is playing out on the world stage in countries like Libya, Somalia, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Ukraine. If you ask an average American on the street what our strategy is to defeat Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, or any other fracture of radical Islam, it is likely that you will get different answers from everyone. Any good strategy in an organization, even big government, can be easily understood and is widely known by the people in the organization, in this case, the American public. Ask someone at Apple what their company stands for and what the company's strategy is, and chances are you'll get straight, unified, and coherent answers back. This is the problem with American government and the bureaucracy that surrounds it today, and it crosses party lines. Barack Obama and Joe Biden will responsibly end the war in Iraq so that we can renew our military strength, dedicate more resources to the fight against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and invest in our economy at home. The Obama-Biden plan will help us succeed in Iraq by transitioning to Iraqi control of their country. Change.gov